Yum Yum's friends prepare her for the coming wedding. As the ingenue declares, "Yes, I am indeed beautiful. Sometimes I sit and wonder, in my artless Japanese way, why it is that I am so much more attractive than anybody else in the whole world. Can this be vanity? No. Nature is lovely and rejoices in her loveliness. I am a child of nature and take after my mother."
He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, "I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent." But fierce and bold in fiery gold, he glories all effulgent. I mean to
These happy thoughts don't last. Peep Bo reminds Yum Yum that Nanky Poo is going to be beheaded in a month. After that, the bridegroom has some trouble cheering up his bride. It gets worse. Coco has just realized that Japanese law requires that Yum Yum be buried alive after her husband's execution. Yum Yum asks if the law has ever been enforced, but Coco points out that it has not come up before. As everyone knows, married men don't flirt. The three principals ponder what to do.
Here's how you do. If I marry you, when your time has come to perish, then the maiden whom you cherish must be slaughtered too. Here's how you do. Here's how you do.
Here's a pretty mess. In a month or less, I must die without a wedding. Let the bitter tears I'm shedding witness my distress. Here's a pretty mess. Here's a pretty mess.
Here's a state of things. To her life she clings. Matrimonial devotion doesn't seem to suit her notion. Barrier it brings. Here's a state of things. Here's a state of things.
If what we say is true, 'tis death to marry you. Here's a pretty state of things. Here's a pretty how you do. Here's a pretty state of things. A pretty state of things.
Here's a how you do.
Here's a how you do.
For if what I say is true, I cannot marry you.
Here's a
pretty, pretty state of things.
Here's a pretty how do you do.
Yum Yum decides that on balance, she would now prefer not to marry Nanki Poo. And since he is not getting Yum Yum, Nanki Poo reneges on his promise to let Coco behead him. Coco is aghast. He's even more horrified when Nanki Poo changes his mind and agrees to be beheaded on the spot. Coco breaks down and admits he's a sham. The Lord High Executioner couldn't kill a flea. Still, there is one hope. Coco bribes Pooh-Bah to swear a false affidavit that Nanki Poo has already been beheaded. Nanki Poo can then marry Yum Yum and run away with her. But you'd better get going, Coco tells the lovers. If the Mikado finds you alive, I shall have the greatest difficulty in persuading him that I've beheaded you. Only now do we meet the title character, the Mikado, Japan's imperial master. He's the Queen Victoria of the piece, a distant monarch who was absolute in theory, but absent in practice. The crowning hypocrisy is that the same Mikado who made flirting a capital crime now declares himself the most humane Mikado of all time. He is only, as he sadistically explains, trying to make the punishment fit the crime.
A more humane Mikado never did in Japan exist. To nobody second, I'm certainly reckoned a true philanthropist. It is my very humane endeavor to make, to some extent, each evil liver a running river of harmless merriment. My object, oh sublime, I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make its prisoner pent, unwillingly represent, a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment. Oh, prosy, dull society, sinners who chatter and bleat and bore, are sent to hear sermons from mystical Germans who preach from 10 till 4. They are a top fellow whose vocal villainies all desire to shirk, shall during off hours exhibit these powers to Madame Tussauds waxwork. The lady who dyes a chemical yellow, or stains her grey, her puce, or pinches her figure, is painted with vigor and a permanent walnut juice. The idiot who in railway carriages scribbles on window panes, we only suffer to ride on a buffer in parliamentary trains. My object, oh sublime, I shall achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit the crime, and make his prisoner pent, unwillingly represent, a source of innocent merriment, of innocent merriment.
His object, oh sublime, he will achieve in time, to let the punishment fit the crime, the punishment fit.
Believing that the Mikado has come to make sure that an execution has been carried out, Coco proudly presents the Mikado with Nanki Poo's death certificate. This isn't enough, however. The Mikado wants the execution described in detail. England, remember, was the inventor of the Gothic novel, and crime and horror were a popular fascination. Robert Louis Stevenson published his Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde 1 year after the Mikado's premiere. Conan Doyle's first Sherlock Holmes story appeared 1 year after that. And 1 year after that, Jack the Ripper grabbed the public's attention with gruesome, real-life murders. Coco, Pitti Singh, and Pooh-Bah cannot contain their excitement as they describe the fictitious execution.
The criminal cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm.
I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell.
squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled. I drew my snicker snee. Oh, never shall I forget the cry or the shriek that shriek and he. As I gnashed my teeth, when from me cheek, I drew my snicker snee.
As he gave the sign for the stroke he didn't deserve, when all of a sudden his eye met mine and it seemed to brace his nerve, for he nodded his head and kissed his hand and he whistled and added me, as the sabre true cut cleanly through his cervical vertebrae. A beautiful maid is a cheering sight to see, and it's oh, I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by sight of me.
Interesting as this is to the Mikado, it was actually not first on his agenda. He's in Titipu to look for his son, who is traveling under the name of Nanki Poo. Coco's answer that Nanki Poo was on a holiday in Knightsbridge is a reference to the Japanese village in London, but unfortunately, Katishaw reads the name on the death certificate. Coco, Pity Singh, and Pooba have just dramatically described executing the heir to the throne of Japan. They apologize as best they can, but the Mikado assures the trio that he understands it was a mistake and is not the least bit angry. Of course, that doesn't change the fact that the punishment for killing the heir apparent is death by boiling oil. The Mikado placidly suggests that they postpone the execution until after they've had a good lunch. Pooh-Bah has lost his appetite. So he, Coco, and Pity Singh try to convince Nanki Poo to save their lives by himself miraculously coming back to life. Nanki Poo is not interested. If he comes back to life, Katishaw will want to marry him. But since he's already married Yum Yum, Katishaw will insist on his execution. That will mean not only his own death, but Yum Yum getting buried alive. But if Coco were to marry Katishaw, she could have no objection to Nanki Poo having married Yum Yum. Nanki Poo may be the tenor, but he ain't dumb. He suggests that if Coco were to marry Katishaw, then coming back to life himself would be as welcome as flowers in spring.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, breathe promise of merry sunshine. As we merrily dance and we sing, tra-la, we welcome the hope that they bring, tra-la, of a summer of roses and wine, of a summer of roses and wine. And that's what we mean when we say that a thing is welcome as flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, the flowers that bloom in the spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la.
The flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, have nothing to do with the case. I've got to take under my wing, tra-la, a most unattractive old thing, tra-la, with a caricature of a face, with a caricature of a face. And that's what I mean when I say or I sing, oh, bother the flowers that bloom in the spring. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la, oh, bother the flowers of spring.
Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la. Coco is appalled by Nanky Poo's suggestion, but it's better than being boiled in oil. So he goes off to find Katisha. It being Gilbert and Sullivan, Coco woos Katisha with a sad song about a suicidal bird.
On a tree by a river, a little tomtit sang willow, tit willow. And I said to him, Dickie bird, why do you sit singing willow, tit willow? Is it weakness or intellect, birdie, I cried, or a rather tough worm in your little inside? With a shake of his poor little head, he replied, oh, willow, tit willow.
Before accepting Coco, Katisha wants to make sure that he won't object to her just because she's a little teeny weeny wee bit bloodthirsty. Coco quickly agrees that there is beauty in the bellow of the blast.
There is beauty in the bellow of the blast. There is grandeur in the growling of the gale. There is eloquent outpouring when the lion is roaring and the tiger is a-lashing of his tail.
Yes, I like to see a tiger from the Congo or the Niger, and especially when lashing of his tail.
The volcanoes have a splendor that is grim, and earthquakes only terrify the dolls. But to him who's scientific, there is nothing as terrific in the falling of a flight of thunderbolts.
Yes, in spite of all my meekness, if I have a little weakness, it's a passion for a flight of thunderbolts.
If Frankie's soul sing Derry Long Derry, it's evident Nelly aren't a so one. Away we'll go and merrily, merry go, tally, tally, till day is done.
There is beauty in extreme old age. Do you fancy you are elderly enough? Information I'm requesting on the subject interesting is a maiden all the better when she's tough.
Oh, of this my dominion, it's the general opinion that she lasts a good deal longer when she's tough.
Are you old enough to marry, do you think? Won't you wait until you're 80 in the shade? There is fascination frantic and a ruin that's romantic. Do you think you are sufficiently decayed?
To the matter that you mention, I have given some attention, and I think I am sufficiently decayed.
If rent is so sing, Derry Dong Derry, it's evident, Derry Art is so one. Away we'll go, and Derry, Marry, Lord, Tarry, Tarry, till day is done. If rent is so sing, Derry Dong Derry, it's evident, Derry Art is so one. Away we'll go, and Derry, Marry, Lord, Tarry, Tarry, till day is done. Sing, Derry Dong Derry, Derry, Marry, Lord, Tarry, Tarry, till day is done.
That just about wraps it up. Coco and Katisha have been married by the registrar, who is, of course, Poobah. But when Nanky Poo turns up, Coco admits that he has some explaining to do. It's like this, Coco says. When your majesty says, let a thing be done, it's as good as done. Practically, it is done because your majesty's word is law. Your majesty says, kill a gentleman, and a gentleman is told off to be killed. Consequently, that gentleman is as good as dead. Practically, he is dead. And if he is dead, why not say so? The Mikado accepts this explanation, and the opera ends with a rousing finale.
For he's gone and married Yum Yum. Your anger pray bury, for all will be merry. I think you had better succumb and join our expressions of glee.
On this subject, I pray you be dumb. Your notions, though many, are not worth a penny. The word for your guidance is mum. You've got a good bargain in me.
On this subject, we pray you be dumb. We think you had better succumb. There are lots of good fish in the sea. There are lots of good fish in the sea.
passed away.
And here shines the dawning day.
But though the night may come too soon,
we'll hear the bells of afternoon.
Joy and us with laughing song and merry.